Back here in Oxford, Bowling Green closes out the game on a 15-2 run over the last 5.5 minutes to overcome Miami and post a 78-73 win here at Millett Hall. As we get into our post-game show, Coffee with the Coach, thanks to Big B Coffee, Coach Simon joins us. And, Coach, strange game because I felt like you guys controlled the entire first half, yet you trailed by one at the break. Really, I thought Miami carried most of the second half, but you outscore them by six, including 15-2 down the stretch to pull out a win. I guess no matter how you paint it, it's a pretty picture, huh?
No question. No, you mean road games in the MAC are something else, and anytime you can get one. Now we got two here in the league. You got to take it. But I thought, we struggled a little bit defensively. They're a very good team, but we got really good offensively there that second half to kind of keep us hanging around, and then we end the game with five stops.
Yeah, you were having trouble getting stops for a while, and then late, as you said, you strung together four or five in a row. You went to the press at one point there. Did that maybe key your defense?
Yeah, no question. It got us, and it shortened the shot clock in the other side of the floor, which makes it a little easier to guard, So, credit to those guys. They executed the press and really gave some problems with it.
You mentioned the good offense down the stretch. A lot of it was Marcus Hill and Rashawn Agee. Boy, those guys had big baskets late, both of them.
No question. And they just needed to calm down and finish. And obviously, Sean ends up with, 15 and 12 like he does. And Marcus ends up with 23 on 13 field goal attempts. I mean, he's such an efficient scorer.
Also, Miami really seemed to give you trouble with their big guy. Potter, the freshman, had a good game. Marambo was really hurting you. Was there an adjustment you made there to kind of settle that down?
Yeah, we just needed to kind of pick up our respect level. They were getting catches too easy. We were helping off guards too much. And we had to shift the focus to the hot hand. And Potter doesn't usually get 13 attempts, and he did today and did a good job.
Coach, you only had 9 turnovers tonight. That's also huge. You didn't give them too many opportunities for easy points. You outscored them 18-14 on turnovers, so I would guess you're happy with that stat.
Oh, yeah, no question. Anytime you're under 12 or so with the tempo we're playing, it's pretty good. And we've been one of the better teams trending up nationally and taking care of the ball, and we did it again today.
You started out hot from three, I think 4 of the first 5, and then the 3 ball really went away most of the game. But I guess the good thing is you collectively figured that out and went to other things offensively.
Yeah, we started out hot, but it was a little fool's gold. I didn't really love our execution. We were getting those good looks, but they were a little quick. And when they're going down, you feel good about it. But then, we had to recalibrate here and make sure we were touching the paint.
Well, before the game, I didn't say anything about this place and what a house of horrors it's been for Bowling Green. But your team now, this is 3 or 4 games where it's seemingly late in games, this team has a knack for figuring out how to win games. And that's an intangible that's hard to put your finger on. But it seems like your team late in games, when it's a pressure situation, they're calm and collected.
Yeah, we work on so many situations. I mean, guys are almost expecting it. Sometimes I feel like, hey, let's not put ourselves in that situation. But we feel good when we do. We know what our press is. We know our package of plays that we can go to. We have a lot of weapons. So, if there's a matchup we like, we're going to go after that matchup. And it was Trey one possession. It was Sean another possession. It was Marcus. So they can it makes it very difficult on the stretch for teams to guard us.
Coach, another big thing late with about 2:20 to go, Agee got that foul against Marambo, and he fouled out of the game. And that took one big option away from Miami and really a sort of a crutch for them offensively, not to be negative about it, because Marambo is so versatile with what he can do. That helped your defense maybe focus in late without him in there?
Yeah, it took one more weapon off the floor in terms, but Potter was kind of going, so at some point I was kind of, in Potter's maybe a little bit quicker and longer on the defensive end, so it was a little bit of do we want it? But we'll take the points and go in, and especially with 4 fouls, guys try not to foul and we try to take advantage of that.
Well, Coach, 4-1 in the league, we'll take that. We'll see you Saturday for Western Michigan.
We'll see you there.
That's Coach Todd Simon with us post game here at Millett Hall. Falcons win it 78-73.